Morning, it's the John Gibson Morning Edition for Morning Digestion for Friday, March 8th. So I got to tell you, there's just not a lot in the news because of the Paul Manafort sentencing. Manafort got 4 years from Judge T.S. Ellis in the Eastern District of Virginia, and just everybody went batshit crazy. New York Times, Manafort gets 4 years, Trump haters go nuts. The judges remarked that Manafort has led an otherwise blameless life, has triggered the left. The Washington Post is outraged. MSNBC is outraged. That's in Newsbusters. Washington Post, Trump-hating lawyers are outraged. They're comparing sentences that were given to their clients with what Manafort got, blah, 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 blah. AOC is outraged, says justice isn't blind, it's bought. And CNN says the judge gave Trump propaganda to discredit Mueller. Well, yeah, I mean, the judge went out of his way to say that the case against Mueller had nothing to do with Russia collusion. And so, yeah, that could be. It could be that the judge was kind of sending a message to everybody that, yeah, okay, he committed these crimes, I'm going to sentence it for it, but I don't like this prosecution. Cohen met with Schiff staff for 10 hours to prep for his testimony. Democrats, New York Times, letting Omar off the hook. The anti-Semitism resolution didn't name her. It's a big win for her and AOC. In the Washington Post, Democrats trying to decide whether to go big on Ivanka. Some of the Democrats say the optics will look bad and it may backfire on us. Fox, let's abolish it because it's so damn dangerous, says Margaret Sullivan in the Washington Post. She says, it's high time to take Fox News' destructive role in America seriously. This is just an outrageous column in which Margaret Sullivan basically says that we just can't have this anymore. Somebody's got to do something about this. This is Fox is just totally out of control, and it's a propaganda outfit. And it just, at one point in the column, she says, democracy only works if we have an agreed upon set of facts. Well, no. You're not going to agree with my set of facts, and I don't see why I should agree with your set of facts, Margaret. Immigration. Washington Post, after February surge at the border, more expected. There you go. You don't need that wall because nobody's coming, but they are. Social justice warriors. The Simpsons pulls the episode of Michael Jackson's voice. Tech. You know, I've been talking about this for a couple of days. The New York Times has an update. I have friends in San Francisco who said the next round of IPOs is going to bring 4,000 new millionaires to San Francisco. The New York Times says it might be 10,000. And the way the New York Times puts it is these new millionaires are going to eat San Francisco alive. It really is astounding what's going on there. It just astounding. Wall Street Journal, hackers go after college applications and hold the information for ransom. San Francisco Chronicle, Zuckerberg has an escape chute at Facebook's headquarters conference room. The story is actually about executive protection and Zuckerberg is, you know, finally gotten used to it. He used to sort of dodge out on him and go to a bar. I can't imagine that. But anyway, now he's aware that he has to have executive protection. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, teacher forces kid to wash Ash Wednesday cross off his forehead. That's in the New York Post. This story was yesterday, I think. You just got to wonder, what's wrong with people? I mean, what what is wrong with this teacher in Utah that she didn't understand what that was? I mean, clearly didn't. And clearly didn't understand that, you know, once a year on Ash Wednesday, you go around seeing people with ash on their face. And there you go. It's, they go on TV, everything that way. So, hey, lady, wake up. This story's in Fox News, but it's in a lot of other places, too. Tom Seaver of the 69 Mets. Tom Terrific has dementia. Can't attend the 50th anniversary of the 69 Mets miracle. He lives in Calistoga, I think, up in the Napa Valley. Sort of takes care of his grapevines. Okay, so let me make a little pitch here. Please go to johngibson.com, become a member. If you're a member, which costs you $3.50 a month, and we only take monthly subscriptions now, because who knows? I'll be, if you do subscribe, you get this morning digestion for free, but you get the podcast if you're a subscriber. And the podcast right now is basically John Gibson Runs His Mouth, going over stuff that you want to hear. And I'm going to start doing interviews pretty soon, and they'll also be on the pay side of things. So that's that. You know, have a good day, and check out the podcast later this afternoon. I try to have it up there by 3 o'clock Eastern, which is approximately the same time the old podcast was posted. It's running about 30 minutes, so you can plan on that. All right. Thank you. Talk to you later.